Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, obviously, we know about the Jets, and they have to win to keep playoff hopes alive. As slim as it may be, it is still realistic that the Jets can be a playoff team this year. We went over it. I don't think that they will win this game, but if they do, there's a path where they could get themselves to 6-6, and then who the hell knows what could happen the rest of the way. As for the Giants, the reason why this is an enormous football Sunday, they can't lose this game. You know me. I've been backing Dable and a little less Shane, but needing to see Shane. And the owner went out and said he doesn't anticipate any changes. If they go to Germany and lose to the Panthers, who are the worst team in football, been trading pieces away, like the Panthers are giving up on the season. I know they won a game a week ago, fine, against New Orleans. Look, hey, it can't happen. This is a game. Like, we've made enough excuses, or at least I have, for the Giants. Well, they're close here. They were close there. Competitive, good game planning, bad luck, 2-7. 2-7 is 2-7. They have to win this game. If not, then I think for the first time I'd finally agree with you and be like, yeah, anything's on the table here, and these guys, I don't know. I don't know how you could justify bringing Dable back. If they don't, I'm not saying we'll be right or wrong, but Mike, they got to win this game. I think they will, but they have to win this game Sunday morning.
This represents an interesting shift for you because you have been dug in pro-Dable. Not that I'm anti-Dable, but right. You have been maybe more looking for the positives for whatever reason. I mean, you believe in them. That's the main reason.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, John Mara, we know he's embarrassed by, what do you call him, Macca?
McAdoofus, Shermer.
You never had a nickname for Shermer, though, right?
Yeah,
I got you. It wasn't worth it. McAdoofus, Shermer.
Roll the tongue like McAdoofus.
That is true. Although you're pretty good with those wordplay, so I'm surprised you didn't come up with something for Shermer. Joe Judge, who talked himself out of a job, he does not want to have to move on from these men, especially because I do believe that he believes in this duo more than the other coaches and the previous GM duo. I really do believe that.
With legitimate reason, by the way, this regime did get them to the postseason.
Well, so did McAdoo.
Yeah.
The Packers game. So did McAdoo.
I mean, but they gave him, how many years was McAdoofus here for?
Didn't even make two, less than two, right? It definitely wasn't three.
And by the way, McAdoofus was supposed to be the offensive genius, and the reason why they went to the postseason is because of the defense that year. But yeah, I mean, I guess you're right.
Either way, it wasn't working out, and who knows what was going on behind the scenes. But when he spoke at the Paley Center, I circled the word anticipate for a reason. Even though I'm in this, I don't consider myself a journalist necessarily. I definitely don't. More of an opinionist and so adheres to journalistic qualities and that I studied in school, but I'm not here to break news or, you know, I'm going to tell you what I'm thinking. But I did circle that word because to me that was very important for journalistic integrity for me to convey my point that day. And yeah, he doesn't want to make any changes. He doesn't anticipate making any changes. But this is the game, one of the games and moments that I circled where that was his ability, if it comes to it, I hope it doesn't, to wiggle off the hook. Say if he does make a move at the end of the season. John, you said that you didn't anticipate any changes. I didn't anticipate any changes until this happened, which forced me to whatever. They can't lose. They can't lose. And you say they won't. I'm not so sure that they won't lose.
I don't now. Again, I've been wrong with the Giants almost all year long, but I do believe they're going to win this game, and I think they're going to win it convincingly. Okay, so let's say they can't lose, right? We know the danger that could happen if they do lose. If they win, are you ready to say, okay, well, that's enough now? Like they beat the Panthers and they shouldn't be on the hot seat?
No,
see,
I'm not.
See, for me, I don't think they should be on the hot seat, period. But if they lose this game, then I think maybe they should. If they win this game, then I think any of the talk of him getting fired should go away. Like, to me, that would be, as long as they win this game, you can't get embarrassed and lose at home to the lose in Germany to the Carolina Panthers.
Well, I mean, I got a question for you. So, as Duggan as you've been for supporting these guys, and again, more Dable than Shane, but you believe in Shane too, right? But maybe a little less, the duo.
I need to see more of it. I don't think you could properly evaluate a general manager in 2.5 years.
I tend to agree. I mean, look at Joe Douglas, where people are still saying, well, maybe he should draft the next quarterback. Right. Oh, whatever. Yeah. All right, so
maybe another 10 years, Douglas will figure it out.
So I find it interesting to be, you know, so married to one thought, and then you now saying that one game would change your opinion.
Because
why?
Because of how bad the Carolina Panthers are. You cannot lose to this team. Like,
but the Giants are bad. It's like the Giants are good. Giants are bad.
They're not that bad. Like, and you look at the rest of the Giants' schedule.
Yeah.
This is the one, like, all right, Colts end of the year, they should win that game. But there's not another game. You know, Falcons, Eagles, Ravens, at home against the Saints. They should win that game. But if they, by the way, actually, that one might even be, because they'll probably lose to the Bucs, you would think.
I think Tampa. I like
right,
Tampa.
But then if they lose to the Saints, they're going to go winless at, the Colts game. There's a chance. I mean, look, they can't go winless at home, obviously.
They're 0-5.
Point is, this is the worst opponent that they will play the rest of the way.
I agree with that.
Okay, so that's why. Like, you cannot lose to a team that is clearly the worst opponent you will be facing.
What if they lose 2017, field goal, 36 seconds left?
A loss is a loss. I don't care what happens. I don't care how it is. Okay. If they lose this game, then everything should be under question to me. And then I would evaluate them.
See, to me, that's where you lose me a little bit. Because if you lose on a, like, a bad cold or a trick play.
But that's what's been going on all year long with them. I can't do it anymore.
No, I get that. I do. I do get that. And I've always respected your position with Dable. Right. I wish I felt that as strongly as you do, because I do believe on some level, not as deeply as Sal, that Dable really could be great.
Right.
But, like, the Giants, they're not good. We ask Casillas, hey, name 5 or 6 guys that you absolutely fielded yesterday on the show. He was amazing. Free Odyssey app, Hit Rewind. He's the best. And I said, give us 5 or 6 guys that you absolutely have to move forward with in the future with. And he gave us 5 good names. But after that, it's slim pickings, meaning they're not that good. So, like, if they lose on a fluke play or a 55-yard field goal at the gun, I don't know why your confidence would be so radical. I do and I don't. Like, so radically flip over a 3-point loss.
It's not. My belief in Dable will remain the same.
Okay.
But still, part of that belief is thinking he's a good head coach. You gotta beat the teams that you're better than. And this is clearly a team that I don't care how bad the Giants are. They're better than Carolina. But I guess my belief is not going to change in Dable. But the idea that he can't be fired or on the hot seat if they lose this game, I think that's where it changes. I'm not saying I would, but that would be the difference for me. Lawrence is calling from Oklahoma City. What's up, Lawrence?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Okay. The Giants have been frustrating me so much this year because the lack of discipline, the lack of tackling in the open field, and just lazy play translating on camera. And that's not what Dable was all about when he got here. It was about a solid core and fundamental football. And if they're going to be lazy and not play well, it's not a matter of if they lose this game. It's cumulative. Sal, he's got to go if they lose this game, bro. You're 2-7 again, and you lose to the Panthers. Where's the accountability?
See, that's you're right. That's the and thank you for the call, Lawrence. How can I combat that, BT? That's my point. Like, I still believe in Dable. I'm saying that at 2-7. How could I possibly say that and be taken seriously at 2-8 if they lose to the Panthers? At my core, do I still believe in him? I do, but the record is what it is.
Eventually, the rope is going to start fraying. Well, that's why I asked you, and I was just checking out the spread. Yeah, the Giants are 6.5-point favorites.
They're going to smash them. I really do think they're going to smash them.
6.5. Yeah, I mean,
And that has gone up. I think they were 4.5 earlier in the week.
Is that true?
I think.
So Hoff went to Germany and put a lot of money on the Giants there. Late Giant money coming in. I think that even if they win the game, now I know with Dak out and Dallas a mess, like, I still think, unfortunately, there's more opportunities, even with a win this weekend, for the Giants to look bad, whether it's empty seats at MetLife or winless at MetLife or get destroyed on Thanksgiving. Well, like, the MetLife
thing is huge. This is a major first checkpoint here to saving their this regime.
I got you. Beat
the Panthers, next one's going to be Thanksgiving, not to get embarrassed by a bad Cowboys team.
Okay.
But even if they do, more importantly, at home. And they have home games against the Bucs before that.
Tough one.
Yeah, right. I'm kind of overlooking that because I don't think they're going to win that game. Mm-hmm. But the Saints.
Tough one. Good defense. Derek Carr's healthy. I know that they fired Allen, but not easy. Ravens are tremendous.
And then the Colts.
Like, I mean, we'll see what the Colts are playing for. Beatable, but
for me, at home, minimum they have to win one.
Yeah.
But ideally, you'd like to see them somehow get two wins here. Like, why are we talking like it's impossible for a football team to win a game? Like, upsets
because so far it has been. They haven't won one. They're 0-5.
I know, but think about how pathetic that is. It feels like it's an impossibility.
Oh, God, it's been rough.
And we have huge football Sunday, of course, two different reasons. You know, the Giants need to win that game to kind of, I don't know if I would even say stabilize things, but just avoid complete embarrassment and having everything on the table. You know what's going to happen. I mean, we could talk about it now. We could talk about it last week or a month ago when it could come up. Monday morning, if the Giants lose that game, everybody's going to be calling saying, fire Dable, fire Shane, new regime, here we go again.
Yep.
They cannot. Now, it doesn't, again, my opinion, public opinion, whatever, it does to me not eliminate the thought from the public about even if they win this game, it doesn't mean that they're safe. In my mind, it at least, you know, calms things down a little bit.
For now.
Yeah.
For now.
And I still do believe in them, so I wouldn't make a change. But my goodness, I mean, they have to win. They have to give us something to hold on to and pray. Hey, look, well, at least you beat Carolina on this day.
Yeah.
And then maybe from that they can build on it and win some of these home games that they have the rest of the way.
I'd be lying if I'm not sitting here watching much of the Carolina Panthers. Yep. I know that their young quarterback, Bryce Young, got back on, whatever, played pretty well. But
they stink.
For the Giants to be favored by nearly 7 over anybody tells you how bad this team is.
That's exactly right. And for your Jets, we talked about it, there is a path for the Jets to be a postseason team. It all goes through Arizona. And it's not because they have to win every game. They don't have to win every game. But because of the way the rest of the schedule is, they already have some games that you probably are going to count up for a loss. They cannot lose this game. Coming off the win, they have to build some momentum here to realistically keep some hope alive.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy, shipped nationwide.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.